official Taekwondo expert on your team?
Me? Heck no. I probably got like a brown belt. But we've been working a lot with Coach Joe Kim. So it's awesome to have him back at Cleveland, working with the guys. Just seeing him, he brings a lot of energy for the whole team, really. He works with all of us. But specifically with the D-line, he's a guy that's going to help us out with our pass rush.
Can you talk about Desmond mentioned that you arranged sort of a paintball go-karting thing.
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Just wanted to do like a little defensive outing, defensive activity thing. And so invited, D-line, outside linebackers, linebackers, DBs. And we all went over to Swings and Things in Olmsted Township. And so really just wanted to build that team bond, build the connection with the pass rush, just everything helps really. So if we're able to go out and hang out with each other outside of football, it's just going to make us that much closer as a unit. It was awesome. We got to do some paintballing. I think I got hit once in my stomach. It wasn't that bad, but I got the guy in the hip, so it was cool. And then we did go-karting. I guarantee those guys, the workers there were, tired of having us there because we were everywhere, running around everywhere, playing on the go-karts, playing on the bumper boats. It was just a time for us to have fun, be kids. I was surprised, too. The go-karts, they have the seat belts that can, extend far. So I was good. I was fine. Came in first a couple times.
Talk about having Ray Horton as your defensive coordinator is going to help bring out the best in you.
Honestly, Coach Horton's bringing out the best in a lot of us, really. He's asking us and demanding from us, our 100% effort, and just everything that he talks about is always spot on. Everything relates to football, relates to us getting better, us being better players. And so really it's awesome being in meeting room and, just hearing him talk about what our goals are for today at practice, as far as just finishing, running to the ball. He's really changed the culture.
I saw you tweet out some stuff about the jersey switch and what you're going to do for fans who bought the 71 jersey.
Right.
Can you kind of go over that and why you came up with that?
Yeah, so initially, I told the fans that I wanted to do something for them. The ones who bought, 71 jersey. And so this past maybe month and a half, been thinking of stuff. And overall, it just came down to me just giving my time to sign for them, meet and greet. We're still finalizing that. My agents and then, also Jenner with the Browns. But really, really just kind of building that chemistry with the fans, trying to change the culture around in Cleveland. We've already done so much as far as, Cleveland as a group of people with the win in UFC, with our basketball team. They're not doing too good right now, but, honestly, they've worked their butts off this whole season, and it's awesome to see where they're at. And then even our baseball team. I just feel like the culture in Cleveland is going to change. And so for me to be able to give my time and, sign jerseys for these fans who, bought my original number, it's the least I could do, really.
Have you been able to get an estimate how many 71 jerseys sold?
No, I didn't even try. Honestly, I just, planning on doing a meet and greet in Ohio and then doing a meet and greet in Washington, and then anyone from any other state or country, they could just mail it over, and I'll get that signed for them.
Many of your telling us about these things that y'all have done outside of this building, paintballing and riding go-karts. Do you like your teammates more this year?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Gary, what the idea of, you know, doing the paintballing was from Gary Barnes. I mean, he's the guy who's always trying to do activities after football with the team, with the fans. And so he actually had everyone come out to paintballing. I can't remember where, but he did paintballing last month, and it was like a whole team thing. And some of us didn't make it out, and so it was kind of cool to just have the defensive guys, pass rushers, and together to, you know, bond together. But our team's really coming together. You know, Coach Jackson's doing a great job with just making sure his coaches are on top of us as far as us being better men, better teammates, better with everything we do, really.
He was impressed by how dedicated you are to getting your weight where the coaches want it to be. How much weight is the difference from last year to now?
Honestly, it's about, I want to say, close to 30 pounds. Towards the end of the season, that's when my weight started getting out of hand, and really just taking the opportunity with Coach Horton and Coach Jackson coming in, taking that opportunity to show them, you know, new player. You know, obviously everybody has a fresh start with these new coaches, but I wanted to take advantage of that opportunity and, you know, start the change around the team with myself. And so when I was able to do that, you know, to change my weight, to drop the weight, it was more of me being accountable and me being able to sacrifice for the team and work for the betterment of the team.
So what number are you at right now, and what was the key to dropping all that weight?
My goal was 335 before the season starts, and so I got that about 3 weeks ago. So I just been maintaining now, and you know, honestly, just playing at this weight will be better for me. As far as, you know, being on the field more, getting more playing time, and then, you know, for my lifestyle, you know, just to be better on my knees, and, you know, just for my health, really. You know, honestly, just working with, you know, Coach Adam, Coach Evan, those two were my guys who helped me, really. They were my secret ingredient to, you know, losing all this weight. You know, I did do some MMA training in Parma, but overall, Coach Adam, Coach Evan were the guys who helped me finish and get me to my goal. And I did this all before the nutritionist came on staff. So, you know, now I don't really need to talk to her, but I probably should. But yeah, it's been great.
Desmond Bryant, what makes him an effective player? What kind of a teammate has he been to you?
Honestly, just looking at him, I mean, anybody who crosses paths with him would be scared, you know, just what he's capable of doing. And this past off season, it's been awesome to see these guys, John Hughes as well, Jamie Meter, Xavier Cooper. I mean, these guys have been busting their butts, you know, working with Coach Kim. We're all kind of new to the martial arts type of stuff, but it's pretty cool to see these guys have fun and have a different kind of feeling and energy. Des Bryant, he's really the leader of our D line. He's a guy that we all look up to. He's the guy who has the most years. He's also the guy who's busting his butt the most, you know, just as far as being in the weight room, as far as getting the plays down. He's been a great leader for us.
Can you be more specific about how your role will change in this defense?
Honestly, I feel like my role as a defensive lineman, you know, really priority is the real priority is to stop the run. And You know, second to that would be my pass rush ability. And so working with Coach Kim this past offseason, that's really helped me grow as a player, just adding to my pass rush ability and the technique, really. Focusing on technique, focusing on just adding pressure to the quarterback.
Danny, how different has this offseason been for you compared to last year with the draft and having to finish school?
It's been great, really. I mean, last year was crazy. I mean, rookie year is always going to be a lot of stuff, really, mentally and physically. But I felt like this off season, this past off season, I was able to do what I wanted to do, and you know that was getting into mixed martial arts and you know doing my cardio, dropping weight, and really. I felt more of a professional. My rookie years was more like me having to follow people around, having to just shadow people, I felt like. But now that the offseason has, I mean, just going off of what we did this past offseason, I feel more of a leader, more of a professional. So it's just an awesome feeling, really. Honestly, that was kind of my first concern when I started back in February, because my goal was to get to 335 by July before training camp, and so it was kind of like if I get to 335 right before camp, I'll have, you know, a month before the season actually starts to work with the weight. But now that, you know, I've done it so early, I have, you know, this many months to work with the weight, you know, drop more if I need to, add more if I need to. But honestly, just working with Coach Evan, being consistent with that.
Are you a big fan of MMA? Can you ever see yourself in the ring?
Yeah, I can see myself, you know, being in the ring. But I also can see myself doing a lot of other things too. But yeah, I mean, I'm still a kid. I like to see myself as, and so every time I'm watching kung fu movies or whatever, I'm always the guy who's always practicing the moves on his siblings, or my girlfriend. She gets tired of me, you know, trying to do karate moves and stuff. And so, honestly, I'm just loving life and, you know, trying to live it.